can talk to the Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim, Mark McSharry, who's in our Sligo studio. Mark McSharry, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
I want to play you a clip of something your party leader, Micheál Martin, said during the election campaign when he was asked about the option of a grand coalition between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
I made it very clear we're not going into a grand coalition. I thought, again, we have to examine. I mean, for the last 4 to 5 months, here you have Leo Varadkar and Fine Gael attacking Fianna Fáil, demonising Fianna Fáil for the last 6 months. And then, high presto, overnight, you know what? We went to government with Fianna Fáil. That doesn't make sense to the public. That's the type of Jekyll and Hyde behaviour. It's just, I don't think, has credibility. People want a new government. They want a change of government. And that involves Fine Gael out of government.
Change of government, Fine Gael out of government. Has that position changed, Mark McSharry?
No, nothing has changed at this point. All that is the position is that we will not be in a position to do business with Sinn Féin based exclusively on the policies that they're putting forward. It gives me no pleasure to say it, but the gap is just far too wide in terms of the level of taxation we intend to apply.
We accept that, and that point has been made repeatedly, but your party leader said he will now reach out to Fine Gael. So is Fianna Fáil prepared to break that promise made by Micheál Martin during the campaign and go into government with Fine Gael after all?
Well, last Thursday, Micheál Martin received an overwhelming mandate from the parliamentary party to engage with all like-minded parties to see if a programme for government can be developed to deal with the crisis in health, in housing, in climate change, rural Ireland and so many other issues that the people need delivery on. That's our focus, and with that in mind, while allowing Sinn Féin the space between now and Thursday to put their left alliance they promoted for so long together, we will stand ready to appoint negotiating teams to see what other options are available.
And do you accept now that the only way that you can be in government, the only way that there can be a government with both parties having ruled out Sinn Féin, is to have Fine Gael as part of the equation?
No, I don't accept anything, and I don't want to preempt anything either. I
mean, well, how could you do it then?
75% of the members that were elected by people other than Sinn Féin, and as I say, it doesn't give me any pleasure to be saying that I seek to exclude them. It's purely on policy grounds, and unfortunately...
I'm asking about Fine Gael there. Do you accept that Fine Gael has to be part of the equation now if Fianna Fáil is to be in government?
Well, whether it's supporting a minority government, whether it's confidence in supply, or various other options will all have to be teased out. I mean, I understand, and listening to the contribution with Eamon Ryan there, naturally the public want to see progress as quickly as possible. Some of the print media in particular are especially impatient, but there is going to be some time that's going to be required to work out policy and a workable and deliverable programme for government based on the problems we have and the resources available to solve them.
What do you say to the likes of Eamon O'Queeve, who warned that any proposals to form a coalition involving Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would split the party?
Well, I suppose the style of Micheál Martin's leadership has been consistent throughout, in that we get together as a party, everybody has their personal view, we adopt a consensus position, and the minority support the majority. But what I'd like to tell your listeners is, in 18 years as a member of the parliamentary party, last Thursday I saw more unanimity, an overwhelming consensus in favour of the position adopted. And while any dissenting voices were taken on board, when and if it's possible to come up with a workable programme for government, naturally our membership will consider that programme for government at an Ordesh.
And what's your view of the prospect of a rotating Taoiseach? Would that form part of any deal that might be done with Fine Gael?
I think one of the biggest problems with Irish politics for generations is that certain individuals and parties have been obsessed with position. I or my colleagues are not in politics for position. We're in it for delivering for the public. We've had enough of people racing to become Taoiseach and ministers without a plan. Our focus is on developing the plan. Who serves in what position for now is totally irrelevant and not our focus.
Okay, and will Fianna Fáil take up the offer now from the Green Party to have talks next week?
Micheál Martin has the exclusive and overwhelming mandate from the party to make arrangements in that regard. We see and are allowing the space for Mary Lou to form her utopian left alliance. The numbers seem to be there, so we'll see how that pans out next Thursday. Micheál Martin, with his mandate, will move to to appoint detailed negotiating teams to consider policy and work towards in a constructive manner, providing the people with an option for government and a programme that works and can be delivered with the resources available.
Doesn't it show contempt for the 1 in 4 voters who voted for Sinn Féin? You're now saying to those people that we disregard your voice, we're not going to listen to you, and we're going to keep your representatives away from power at all costs.
No, certainly not. I mean, and I want to say absolutely, I support, I accept and congratulate indeed Mary Lou on the spectacular performance of their deputies throughout the country. We totally respect their voters. We must also be cognizant and respect our own mandate. We are the largest party, and indeed the mandate of other parties such as Eamon Ryan and others that were on there before you. So what's key now is that we must develop a programme for government that's deliverable. We've been consistent on Sinn Féin based on economics, and sadly the secondary, lesser important but certainly a matter for consideration, is the chain of command in Sinn Féin and its lack of transparency is still a major concern for many people, and that it gives me no pleasure to say that, but that is a fact.
All right, Mark McSherry, Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim, thank you very much for joining us on This Week.